afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me tonight...
Mike Siegel.
Murray Valeriano.
Wait a minute.
Boy, you just blasted.
I know, I just blasted this out.
Hold on, are we recording?
I hope we're recording.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Yeah, we got...
You want to do that beginning again?
No,
just
no.
In case?
No, we're good.
No, why would I want to do a good show?
Okay. We'll do it over, and then you can introduce yourself, and then you introduce
yourself. All right. It's my house.
You can introduce yourself first.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Murray Valeriano.
And I'm Mike Siegel.
And Kyle's not
together
here.
Together we're...
Oh, we're Rock Solid. We're Kyle-less. Kyle's not here
today. We are. Boy, do we need him. What's Kyle, he got to do?
He's got nothing.
I think he's on a date.
Oh.
He doesn't even know about this. This is a top secret record. When this pops up in the feed, he's going to be like, what the fuck?
A new girl?
No, it's the same girl.
No, that's not really a date. They've been over a year, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't know. If you have a steady, is that a date anymore?
No.
When does it stop being a date? It's just like you're...
I don't know that they
girlfriend.
See each other that much through the week. So I think now that she's done with school, she just graduated 8th grade.
She's
rocking the cradle of love, are you, Kyle?
So,
rocking the cradle of love.
So I think they're out on a date.
Okay.
And I'm going to be away for a week in July, and I just want to bank some episodes.
Okay, where are you going?
Pilar's teaching in London and Dublin, and then after that we're going to go to Italy to Rome for 4 days.
I'm Italian.
It's going to be awesome. Sounds like you could be on the Travel Tales podcast when you get home.
I think maybe I will have amassed enough travel.
I think so.
Have you not done it yet?
No. I haven't because I don't feel like I have anything to talk
it's
about.
It's a good time. It's a good time. I enjoy it very much.
I think for next year's PodFest, we need to pitch Graham on having the Rock Solid Road Stories Travel Tales extravaganza, where it's just the three of us, and we'll talk about road stories, and we'll talk about travel, and we'll play songs about both.
How about we combine it with one special guest, like a rock star, about all the tale that he's gotten around the world?
There you go.
Since I'm the only one who does PodFest, suck it. I have my own slot.
You got your own slot this year? You want it this year?
I don't know. I haven't even talked to him about it yet.
It's That's coming up.
No, it's not. It's not till October.
It's September.
September.
Oh, is it September this year? We're doing.
Don't check your email.
We're doing a show next week together. I'll talk to him about it.
Well, if you're not on this year, then next year we'll pitch the big.
I don't know why you don't pitch Rock Solid with all four hosts.
I've tried.
We need a special guest there. That's when we call in Rick Springfield.
Well, that's what I told him. I told Graham. I said, look, I'd love to do the show, but you need to give me a little, you need to let me know in advance so that I can book a guest that you can use to promote.
Sure.
Also, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
If you had like a Rick Springfield or Slash, I don't know,
yeah,
someone that he could say they could use to promote. But he can't call me a week in and say, hey, you want to do it?
Yeah.
Because the problem is in a live setting, as the music's playing, we're all just sitting there.
You're just sitting there looking at the audience.
And it's just not...
Oh, yeah.
It's not really entertaining for the people.
Yeah, it's not good. It's strange.
No, to have a live guest would be great, and they could sing a song, and that'd
be
awesome.
Well, I was... my idea for this year, if I got the call in time, I was going to have... I was going to have Lorraine Newman.
Sure. She's great.
And Stephen Bishop, and just talk about the first 5 years of Saturday Night Live and all the musical guests that were on. Because I actually, I have the first 5 seasons of Saturday Night Live, and I ripped all those performances.
Oh, nice.
So I have the actual performances.
Oh, man, that was, so you got like all the Elvis Costello and...
Yeah, yeah, Bette Midler.
Oh, wow, good. You sit around and
you... Did you tell Graham that?
Do you sit around in your 90 and watch Bette Midler?
Yeah, I got Bette Midler, I got Meatloaf. Billy Joel.
I remember seeing Ricky Lee Jones on there and thinking she was so odd.
Chucky's in
so
love.
Weird. She was smoking that little brown cigarette through the whole thing.
Yeah, and they're singing around metal garbage can with a fire in it right on the stage.
I think that's what you call it. I remember seeing Laurie Anderson.
Is that what it is?
I remember seeing Laurie Anderson on there going,
oh, yeah,
I think it's David Bowie.
Yeah.
It might be
both strange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what we have to tell the people is
while you're adjusting your podcast dials for the levels.
We are recording. We're not at the Rock Solid Studios. We're actually recording at Murray's house.
The Road Story Studios.
Road Story Studios.
And Murray normally doesn't have music in his podcast, so his sounds great. So, but we plug music in tonight. We don't really know how it's going to sound.
This is the first time. I'm manning the mixing board.
I'm manning the music. Mike's
and
manning,
I'm just sitting here watching the horror unfold in front of me.
Mike, and Mike is just manning.
I'm manning up.
You brought the beers.
I'm manning up, yeah.
You brought the beers.
I manned up.
So,
with light beer.
If it sounds horrible, we won't air it.
Okay, that
sounds
fine.
Which has happened to both of you before, I think.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've screwed up podcasts.
Sure.
But we're hoping it works.
So Pat got here in what usually takes 45 minutes without traffic. During traffic and President Obama's visit, he got here in
six minutes.
So it was awkward.
You mean before he does Mark Maron's podcast?
I don't even want to talk about it.
The only thing I will say, I think that's good for podcasting in general.
Yeah, it is.
It's a huge get.
Yeah.
But does the president not know that Maron can just bring two mics and a mixing board to his hotel and not completely fuck up traffic for the, don't have to drive to Highland Park across town and screw up everybody's traffic.
As a guy who's done his podcast in different locations, I can tell you it sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm talking about today.
Well, no, this is...
You don't need to go to his garage, is what I'm saying.
I can barely hear myself. I'm like, did you...
I just turned something down. I'm sorry.
I think you turned me down.
I was looking... Mike's...
Am I too loud?
You need to go more directional.
I can't get closer to it. Just turn the mic
straight into your mouth. Why are you trying to talk
How's
out your
this?
Nose?
He's drunk still, already.
There's no difference.
Up a little bit more.
It's literally almost...
That's it.
It's almost in my mouth.
Perfect.
Okay. That's what she said.
There you go.
Hey, guys, before we start, we're going to do a segment. I don't know if you guys have done this segment with me yet. Maybe one of you has. This is a segment called First Listen. Have you done it yet?
No, I have not.
Have you done First Listen?
Uh-huh. Does it have a sound sting?
No, First Listen. New Music Roundup.
Are we going to do that today?
We're not.
Oh,
I can play the New Music Roundup drop.
Yeah, we don't want to misdirect people.
Murray wants to hear this. So this is the New Music Roundup drop. Well, maybe not.
Roundup. Yeah.
There you go. That's terrible.
New Music Roundup.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. So, but that's not what we're doing.
No. And I think I hear a buzz in here, people. And I'll try to figure out how to get rid of it. But I apologize if there is.
I don't hear anything. That might be my pacemaker.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So anyway, First Listen. Okay, cool. Murray, you've done it. Mike, you've not done it. Sometimes I get CDs in the mail that people want me to review. And what I do is I don't listen to them. I don't listen to them.
And he reviews them.
And then I review them. And I bring them here. And this is a band called Lines West.
I'm sorry, Lines, L-I-N-E-S.
Lines West.
I did do this before with The Fall. Remember with The Fall?
Oh, yeah. I listened to that episode.
Boy, that Fall album is not good.
They're an acquired taste, Fall. They've been around forever.
I like the music.
47 albums.
I didn't like the here we go, First Listen. Murray's taking a selfie.
I'm trying to get all three of us in here.
Mike's in there.
Hold it sideways. There you go, buddy.
All right. Well, I'm going to put my microphone down so it might hum.
Take a panoramic of us.
I don't want to do that.
Turn to the other side.
There you go.
I'm going to tweet that right now. Is that cool?
That's fine. Say recording Rock Solid.
Public has to know.
Yeah.
I actually had a listener today ask when I was recording a Rock Solid. The fans want to know when the MERS is going to be back.
They do. Mm-hmm.
They want to know.
They do.
They want to. They've been clamoring.
I get equal emails. All the time, telling me who their favorites are, and it's pretty dead equal.
They're such a father.
Oh, that is not true at all.
It's pretty close.
All the creepy dudes. What's April like in person?
Does Christy really have sexy legs?
Christy's got some. Christy's got some toned legs.
Yeah, well, we know. We heard you fawn all over on the creepy 2014 rape up episode.
Wow. So anyway, we've got a CD here.
Okay, yeah. Lines West.
Lines West. The album is called Two of a Perfect Pair. What do we got on the album cover?
Two Chuck Taylors, dude. High top and low top.
Red and blue.
Red and blue colors. Yeah.
But together, they make two of a perfect pair.
Get already, it? I don't like it.
All right. So anyway, let's, Mike, what we do is I give it to you, and you pick a song you want to hear. And we'll play that song. And then, Murray, you pick a song. I'll pick a song. And then we'll decide if we like it or not.
Well, you pick a song. When I was in high school, I went through a phase of wearing two different Chuck Taylors.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah.
I guess, right?
Yeah. Did you pick a song? More stories like that if you didn't.
It's good stuff. Let's just start it right from the top. Waist Deep. Number one track.
Let's hear it.
Why am I so guarded? Oh, toe in the river. Wait, I'll see you on.
Hey, who's that on drums? Anybody?
Oh,
Ringo.
It's so.
I'm waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
42
well, things ramp up.
You know. I agree.
You can fast forward it.
Hold on, I think it's going to do something here.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily mind that.
I don't mind that. I like that so far.
Yeah.
Go
I'm
ahead.
Okay with it.
Give it to Murray. Let Murray pick a song. Let me pause that. Okay, I'm pausing that.
Let me put my... I'm on music duties
I'm
today,
playing
so.
Music. Murray is controlling the...
The fade. Volume of them.
Yeah.
What did you just pick? Waist Deep?
Number one.
Yep, Waist Deep.
Well, come on. We got to go with Perfect Pair.
I guess that
track
would be
three.
That would be the title track, I guess, right? Okay, here it
well,
is.
Well, two of a Perfect Pair.
I believe there's nothing to believe in.
I'm going thumbs up.
I like this.
I like this.
Yeah, I like
all
it.
Right. Go ahead, fade that
do we
one
have
down.
Any, did you do any recon on this band? Do we know where they're from? Or
I don't know anything about them.
Lines West.
Let me see.
Lines West.
I was hoping it would even, they have a, it's,
I know the band Nine West. They're great. My mother loves them.
This was recorded in Connecticut.
Nothing? Nothing?
This is recorded in Black Rock,
I gave you a thumbs up, but you couldn't hear that on the audio.
Oh, okay. You couldn't hear it?
Yeah. I gave you a mental thumbs up.
Okay.
Recorded in Connecticut, so maybe they're from Connecticut, right?
You never know.
You never know. Yeah, they got a website, lineswest.com. They were able to get that. They went right over to...
It's a big get.
GoDaddy and got that. Okay, well, I'll pick one, because so far we're two for two, I think.
Yeah, all right. I mean, that first one was a slow... And that was the opening track, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
That's a rough opening
I'm
track.
I'm wondering if we're going to get anything rocking here. I don't know. Let's try... I'm going to try this one called... Because I like to... Father's Day is this Sunday, and I like presents, and this song's called Gift Box.
Oh.
The Gift Box.
Oh, hold on.
That could be about poontang.
Poon or poo?
Well, one of those is a gift and one isn't.
Well, I know what this band needs is a gift, an electric guitar.
Clock winds down, it's getting late.
You didn't pick the rocker.
I didn't. All right, I'm gonna make call an audible and go with Simple Rain.
Oh, no.
Hit about in the middle of it.
All right. We got it.
Great, I have to pee.
In a chorus of empty for Simple Rain.
The problem is these could like build and then rock in the middle, but they're not doing it. Okay, I'm gonna go try one more. This one's called Foolish. Oh boy.
And so it's true.
A louder electric acoustic guitar.
Hey guys, I don't want to be the douchebag producer, but maybe you turn up the acoustic guitar on this one. What do you think?
I wonder who I'm trying to compare them to somebody. Who do they sound like?
That had a little Beatles to it. Definitely has a little
McCartney.
Got
a little Abbott Brothers maybe feel to it.
Well, look, I'll tell
you what. Maybe. I love the Abbott Brothers.
You wouldn't mind.
Sure.
It's rock solid approved, though.
Oh, yeah. I would. As a matter of fact, I'm going to email you right now so I can get that.
So is somebody going to win that? What's
yeah,
the deal?
Yeah. The first person to email us at rocksolidpodcast@gmail.com. And just say,
that would be Backdoor Murray at SBC Global.
I want that. Just tell me, I want that Lines West CD and include your mailing address, motherfuckers. And I'll send this to the first person.
Because
they never send the mailing address. I don't want to go that extra step and then go, what's your mailing address?
And if you, what's the email address?
RockSolidPodcast@gmail.com.
If you email RockSolidPodcast@gmail.com with Nine West in the subject, then you'll get a pair of shoes.
From you?
From you?
No, it was
from your wife's wardrobe closet in the garage.
That's her kit.
Vintage wardrobe.
Did you see all the boxes?
Oh, yeah. I saw it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And I saw the Lebowski headdress.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we go through there and like dress in astronaut
costumes?
Just
wear stuff.
Yeah.
If there's an astronaut costume in there, do you think I would be sitting in this Quicksilver t-shirt right now?
Awesome.
Does she have any interstellar costumes?
How
does that work? Does she get to take something every time?
I don't really know how it works.
It seems to be like a lot of like period pieces and jewelry and stuff like that. Just that you never that you can reuse over and over again.
Cool.
Yeah. Underwear. She said there's
there's a lot of
underwear.
Bras. There's a lot of bras.
Wow. Worn by who?
A lot of women.
Hopefully Murray a little later on.
Hey, what's up? Hey. Give me another one of those Miller Lights, big spender.
Let's sniff those bras.
How can you, a man who drinks beer, bring Miller Light?
You know what? I was going to
Is it Natural Light? Am I in?
No. It's Natural Light. Give me a little credit.
Well, I can only give you a little credit because you brought Miller Light.
You know, this is the king of them all.
I don't know.
This is the original light beer.
At least Pabst Blue Ribbon won a blue ribbon.
Are you guys ready to get into the topic?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
What is the topic, Pat?
The topic is called
Radio... Hold on, I'm not recording.
The topic is called Radio Radio.
Oh.
This is songs about the radio or songs with radio in the title. I might have done this one a long, 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 long time ago with... He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Yes.
But we haven't done it in years and years, so we're going to do it again. And we got three guys. We all brought songs tonight.
I'm going to put a dollar on, I'm going to bet a dollar that Mike and I have two of the same songs.
All right.
Okay.
Deal. Who are you betting with? Because I don't care.
Anybody?
I don't care.
Anybody? No? Hold on. Let me go get my
wife.
I
don't doubt it. I knew we were going to get some kind of overlap.
I stayed away from some obvies.
Yeah, I tried. Yeah,
I tried too.
As well.
I stayed away from one because I know you recently got into that band recently. So I was thinking maybe...
I wonder who that is.
We'll see.
Let's start with Mike and then go Murray and then go Pat. And Mike, your first song?
Well, I'm going to start with The Clash and I didn't bring the obvious one.
I like that.
This is Radio Clash. This is a Capitol Radio and I got this off the Story of The Clash double CD volume. And it's the first like 4 minutes of it. Is all an interview. And they're literally talking to them, I think, on the tube, because you can hear the train going through.
Oh, really? Oh, the tube. The British tube.
The underground.
Okay.
And so take it about 4 minutes in. And so this is Capitol Radio.
Okay, here we go. Do you have to turn it up, Murray?
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry, guys. Get the word from A to Z.
So there you go.
Is there, I just say this about a lot of bands, but is there a better band? Come on, man. The Clash is awesome.
They cover all bases.
Yeah, they really do.
That might be what gets, that makes me not like them so much for some reason.
You want them to pick a direction and stick with it?
I don't know. They just, Because
like, This Is Radio Clash is a funk song.
It is. Yeah. I agree. I guess I got into, you know, I love Train in Vain. I love, you know, obviously, Should I Stay or Should I Go? But then... They're kind of, I don't know. They're all over.
And then some like Jimmy Jazz.
I know.
Yeah,
you know, it's
a lot
like
of reggae.
A lot of reggae. You know, reggae was huge in the 70s in England because Britain owned Jamaica at that point.
Yeah,
I think.
So all the West Indies immigrants all came and just brought it with them.
I highly respect them, but I can't get into all of it. But I do.
I thought you'd recently gotten into them.
Well, I got into them, and then I figured out what I liked and what I didn't like. I do love London Calling, though. I love that album.
You can't go wrong with that one.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
So there you go, Capitol Radio, kicking it off.
All right, Murray, you're up.
Can we play?
Mm-hmm.
Where's my list?
Right here.
Which one? Track 3. Now we're gonna play track 3 because it's
I moved it up to track 1,
just so you can play
track 1. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And remember, you have the volume.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
I'll be reminding you through the evening.
I know it's not a rock solid podcast if we don't play something off the amazing album, Venomous Rat Regeneration Vendor.
From 2013.
Mm-hmm.
By
Rob Zombie.
Oh,
this
sure.
is Dead City Radio and the New Gods of Supertown.
We took this one right from the top.
You didn't. You shouldn't have.
Yeah. There's no code for this one.
Yeah, click on the title.
Oh, my bad. Jump in a little bit then. Oh, here we go. Sorry, I'm turning this shit up. Yeah. John 5 on guitar there.
John 5.
John 5 on guitar there. I admit
I haven't heard a lot of his stuff, though. Do you like his movies?
I tell you, well, I can tell you a little story about his movies and his music. I had a couple friends in...
I'm coughing anyway.
Oh, Pat's choking.
I'm sorry about that.
Have another natural light.
Miller Lite.
That might be what's causing me to choke.
I had friends in House of a Thousand Corpses, like Chris Hardwick, and then I had friends in... Devil's Rejects.
Oh, right.
And so they invited me and Mary down to the premiere of Devil's Rejects, and like Chris Hardwick was there, Brian Posehn, Doug Benson was there.
Any other rockers show up?
Not to the premiere, but then we got invited to a private Rob Zombie show at the House of Blues.
Wow.
It was awesome. I was never a huge White Zombie fan or Rob Zombie fan, but damn. That dude put on a show.
Really?
John 5 is pouring blood out of his guitar all over his face. And you know, his music has like a dance vibe under some like industrial metal type stuff. I really like it.
Does he do the full on Alice Cooper kind of show where the, you know, he's got a guillotine there?
Normally he does, but it was such a small venue because during Comic-Con also.
Oh,
so it was such a small venue that he wasn't able to really put on all that stuff.
I think any of those people like Manson or Alice or Rob, if you don't like the music, if you went to the show, you'd still think it was a great show and love it.
Let me tell you something about Manson. He can suck it. I don't believe one thing that comes out of that guy's face. I believe it's all show and it's all for shock value.
That's okay though, right? It's rock and roll.
No, I want to just...
But isn't Alice Cooper all shock value as well? I mean, what are you believing?
Well,
I mean,
Alice Cooper...
Is you're under his wheels? What do you... I mean,
Alice Cooper isn't up there... He's up there chopping off heads and French kissing snakes.
He's chopping off his own head, too.
It's haunted house stuff.
The violence always comes back on Alice also.
Yeah. Well,
he gives it and takes it.
But he doesn't come out, you know, speaking as an atheist and anti-religion and anti-God and groups. You know,
he's a Christian.
He's a Christian. So, and I don't believe anything. Basically, I don't believe anything Marilyn Manson does.
That's why when Alice Cooper in interviews, when he talks in the third person, he's referring to the Alice that's on stage.
Sure. Not the band?
Nope, it's not a band anymore.
When did that switch?
When in 75?
Oh, 76. 75? Yeah. All right, let me Google that.
When he went to Welcome to My Nightmare, it was no longer, Alice Cooper was no longer a band. It was now him.
I know, I was kidding. Oh. Our friend Teddy Zigzag plays with him.
Zigzag?
Sometimes he still does, doesn't he?
Alice, I guess, at one point said, you know what, we're going to try without keyboards. But if we ever bring keyboards back, we'll bring you back. And they have yet to bring the keyboards back.
Oh.
I know.
But Alice always goes to church on Sunday and always plays golf on Saturday.
There you go.
I know he's a big golfer.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe you should get him to play.
Yeah, I know. We need to force him.
Yeah, so you can call me.
Didn't know you played. Had no idea.
If you could get Alice Cooper or Murray, who would you call?
Alice in a heartbeat.
Well, who are you going to pawn off your Miller Lite on? He's sober.
It's true. He'd have just...
Yeah, but his handicap would help us probably.
Yeah. Actually, he is a really good golfer.
He's good, right?
He plays at what's that country club in Toluca Lake? Lakeside. Lakeside.
Yeah, I know he does a lot of the celebrity tournaments and stuff like that. Wagner.
The great thing.
We almost got Jack Wagner to play with
us. Oh, really?
Knows him. Yeah, he turned us down, and he couldn't do it at the last
turned minute. Turned you down. He must not know him that well.
Maybe he could sing his hit for 5 hours.
Pardo would just be singing along with him for all 5 hours.
How long are we in right now? How long have we recorded?
Hold on.
Played a lot of Lines West. A
lot of Lines West.
We're at 27 minutes.
Well, you haven't played a song.
No, I haven't. Let's cook along here. This is from 1979. This is Hall & Oates. It's from an album called Ecstatic, an X-static. The album cover is actually a portable radio wrapped in a plastic bag, and rain is coming down on it.
Oh, that doesn't sound safe.
No. It's not plugged in. It's
Are you sure?
That's good.
Okay. But this is a song I guarantee that you've never heard. Maybe no one's ever heard. But
I'm going to guarantee I never heard it.
This is called Portable Radio.
Ooh, Oates gets the vocals there.
I know.
Chorus.
Get electrocuted from the rain.
Ooh, that screams 80s.
That's not bad. I like that.
79. It's right before they broke really big with the Voices album, but it's a really good album.
That's a, I like that song. That's
Ecstatic.
A good song.
That's not the one where they almost in drag on the cover,
no,
right?
No, no, no. That was a couple years earlier.
They caught a lot of heat for that.
Yeah, they did.
What's worse, that or the Rush album where they're in kimonos?
Kimonos. That's right.
That is
was that 2112? I think that is. It's a back cover of 21.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah, yeah.
They had stage clothes, man.
Yeah,
it's no different from Kiss putting on a kabuki makeup.
So Canadian. We went to Japan. We saw these things. They seemed cool.
Yeah. I didn't bring the Rush song. Did anybody bring the Rush radio song?
No, Spirit of the Radio.
Too obvious.
Too obvious for me. Too.
I love that guitar. Lick
I brought
up.
Some obvious
it's
at
amazing.
The end, but
what do you
that
got?
Is an amazing one.
Let's
okay,
go.
This one's on the obvious tip, as they say. I don't know who says that.
I don't know either.
But this is a shout out to our friend April. What is she like without her glasses? Nerd boys.
This would definitely be
this is her
one of her jams.
Band. This is her favorite band. This is their first single. This is the original Hiptone single off the eponymous album, Radio Free Europe.
That's one.
Wait, did you have the original Hiptone single version?
I don't know.
Nope, you had a longer version.
Okay. Mine's much slower, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the studio one is a little different. The single is different.
So good. I was hoping you brought the part with the drum break.
Yeah, I know. I didn't.
Top three favorite bands of mine.
Yep. Awesome.
Yeah, but
now, is that your top three favorite band?
No, but I mean, I love them from way back. But the like we just saw U2.
Yes.
They played
amazing.
Five sold out. We all did.
Thank you.
Murray saw
five,
four of the five
you saw.
I saw four of the five, and I turned down the fifth one just so I could say
one we went
my,
to.
Just so I could say I'm with my family.
I would have seen it again, but not... But I couldn't go five times. I could go two times, definitely.
Yeah. So they sold out five straight nights. Now, if REM ever gets back, how many nights? They could at least do two, right?
Mm.
I don't know, because I think the crowds were waning during the final tours, weren't they? A little bit?
No, well, I saw
but
the
I
last
mean, you
time
give
I
it
saw.
Some time. I mean, how long has it been? It's almost 20
I would
years,
go,
right?
I've never seen them, so I would definitely
yeah,
go.
Me either.
Last time I saw them was at the Hollywood Bowl. Oh, man. Maybe on the Accelerate.
And if they come back, if they got Bill Berry to come back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if they do one more tour, they have to do all four of them.
Yeah, get Bill Berry off that tractor, though, man. It's going to be a tough call.
It's been long enough. They would sell.
They sold out the Hollywood Bowl on it. They sold out the Hollywood Bowl on Accelerate.
Oh,
I saw that.
How long ago was that?
Well, that's pretty good.
That would have to be 2008, maybe.
Oh, that soon?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't think it was. I thought it's been like 20 years since they toured.
No, man. I've seen them five times in the last 20 years.
Let me see. I can tell you. The Accelerate album came out in 2008. So
okay, yeah, you're right.
All right, look at that.
I still haven't seen them. I got to go.
They're great, man. And that thing about that was it that Accelerate tour or was it? It was the tour before that where it was like for the fans,
right?
It was like you got.
There was nothing new to plug. They just came out to.
Yeah, you got End of the World. You got Losing My Religion.
Man on the Moon.
Would they play
Man
that on Radio Free Europe? Would they play that?
They did that. They opened with like Begin. I mean, that first one, I remember people were like the Not fans were like.
They could come back and do album shows.
South Central Rain is probably one of my favorite songs. South Central Rain.
Yeah.
That's. Well, I'm sorry.
Murray's up.
You guys all have. We all. Well, I think we all have very eclectic songs tonight.
So yeah, great. this is great.
Here's what you got. You got this queued up.
Oh, I do.
This is number two. Do you want that? These guys.
Yeah, this is a band that is extremely hooky, unabashedly hooky. I've described them.
Nothing wrong with that. A good hook.
And this song is not.
All right.
This is the Ting Tings.
From 2008. Let's hear some volume before I start it. Here
Got
we go.
It. Fed up with your indigestion. Swallow words one by one.
recognize us here. Imagine all the girls.
It's a good song.
Was this used in a commercial?
Maybe, I don't know.
It's called Great DJ, and I forgot to...
Ting-tings.
See, now when I was reading the title of this, I was like, oh, I should have done a little bit more deeper search, because I would have played FM by Steely Dan.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. And you're in a big Steely Dan kick, too.
I know. Yeah, I've just, just purchased all the studio albums.
That's a good, we could have just played the whole AM album.
Or the last DJ.
I've thought...
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I did not search DJ.
Really?
Yeah,
After your huge conversation with Peter Bogdanovich about his...
I figured in the last year we were so petty heavy that I just kind of... I didn't pick the songs today.
Well, I did.
I picked them weeks ago.
You told me weeks ago, and then...
I have to cough again.
All right. What's wrong? You all right? You need a bottle of water? I have water up here. I give it to all my guests. Hint, hint.
No, I'm good. The beer's making me feel great.
Okay, good.
All right, here we go.
I have to get up and host a kid's pool party. Crack me another one, will you?
Mm-hmm. Let's have some Switzerland metal.
Switzerland metal?
From Switzerland.
Swiss metal.
Frank Biernut, right?
Yes.
Right?
He's from Switzerland. But this is a band called Crocus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember.
And this is a song called Bedside.
Balls to the Wall. I remember Crocus. Right.
No, that was Accept.
No, that's Accept.
Oh, son of a bitch.
This is Bedside Radio. Is adjusting some knobs. I like it.
Yeah, I definitely want this louder. How's that sound?
Hey, Mutt Lang, take your hand off the board.
Here's the chorus. Do you hear?
I didn't know they're from Switzerland.
I did not know that.
Or Sweden.
Either.
Maybe it's Sweden.
I don't know where they're from.
It's Switzerland.
You could tell me they're from Pacoima.
Oh, yeah.
What's funny is in 1980, I thought that was like so heavy and wild, and now we hear it now. It sounds like a 50s rock band.
Yeah, you want to double? I'm doubting they're from Switzerland.
Can we Google
just
that?
No,
Kyle. Can you Google that?
I can't think
that?
Of one band that's from Switzerland.
Yeah, Sweden, but not
Switzerland.
I'll Google
Switzerland.
That's a lot of Germans.
Switzerland. You know where all the bands are buried in the walls of the tunnels in Switzerland.
Here we go. Crocus is a hard rock band from Switzerland.
Oh, well, I'm wrong.
They enjoyed great success in North America during the 80s. I saw them twice in the 80s.
Who was the guitar player for that?
They have some names. I don't even know if I can. Mark Storis is the singer. Something Von Arb. Here we go.
There's got to be
Fernando Von Arb.
That's who I was thinking of.
Chris Von Rohr.
Oh, shut up.
Mandy Mayer. Dominic Fevez.
Was he an expat?
Flavio Mezzodia.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mark Storis, that's easy.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Switzerland's a melting pot. You get them.
I love Switzerland. You ever been there?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Of course, Travel Tales podcast.
Yes, I've been there a couple times.
My brother was a professor over there for about 6 years. We went over there and went snowboarding for 2 weeks in Switzerland and France.
Snow in Switzerland?
Italy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was one of ten, and
Alice Cooper became Alice Cooper in 1970.
Oh yeah, with the Welcome to My Nightmare.
Welcome to My Nightmare right now.
You
get these guys out of my studio.
You got a song from a soundtrack.
I got a song from a soundtrack. I'm not a big musical theater guy, but this is a show that I've seen live, and I saw the movies Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Oh, I've never seen any of that.
Me neither.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I never.
You really should check it out. I saw.
What's the Angry Inch refer to? His penis?
Yeah. It's it was a botched sex operation.
Oh, really?
Sex change, yeah.
Okay, so he's still a dude.
Half a dude.
Okay.
And he's a German from East Germany. And he met the story goes that he met this soldier. And then this soldier brought him back to, an American soldier brought him back to Kansas. Yeah. Or Junction City, Missouri, or something like that. And he starts a band.
All right, wrap it up, theater critic.
And then, he meets this kid. He babysits a kid who basically steals his songs and becomes this huge rock star.
Wow!
And today, that the title that would be Hedwig and the guy who identifies himself as the Angry Inch.
But I saw this movie. I saw the movie actually on the road in Reno, working at the club up in Reno.
Catch a Rising Star.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kill the day watching.
Is
this
it a good movie?
Yeah, it's okay. But the soundtrack is really good, and it's got some good songs on it. But this is kind of a mellow one. This is kind of like, this is toward the end where he's kind of,
ready to kill himself?
Yeah, it's called Midnight Radio.
Okay.
Oh, that's me. Like your blood knows the way
from your heart to your brain. Oh, great voice.
John Cameron Mitchell. Created it.
Stars in the movie?
Did everything, yeah.
Oh, he created it too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
It was an off-Broadway place.
Oh, I love that.
It's very Meatloaf, very Jim Steinman.
And there's some heavy rockers in, on the soundtrack too.
Also feels a little like Dr. Frankenfurter a little bit.
Oh, there's a little of that.
Yeah, nice.
This is all good.
If you never check it out if you haven't.
I like that a lot.
There's a couple of real good songs on the soundtrack that, that I play quite often. Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Speaking of Dr. Frankenfurter.
Yeah.
Sweet Transvestite. A great rock song.
Absolutely.
Man. A great rock song.
Saw that. I saw Rocky Horror when I was in ninth grade in a midnight movie. And I'd never seen anything like that before, and I just felt weird when I went home.
Because you weren't dressed in anything? Or?
No, I felt weird because of the material that I just saw. I wasn't really, I'm like, wait a minute, he's a guy, what's he, and he wanted to be with Janet, but he also liked Brett. And I was just like, I don't know, it's weird.
Dad, I'm confused.
My parents are like, how was the midnight movie? I'm going to bed. You know, it was only one of those. Never mind, don't worry about it.
I might be whacking off, I'm not sure.
Did you throw toast? Yeah, we did that. I'm going to bed.
I remember when it came to our little, like, multiplex at the mall, and by this time it's just people, you know, we were teenagers, so we just came to throw crap, squirt guns and stuff, and the people that were really into it were so mad at us because we were just idiots.
You had to wait for the right spot.
I get to throw toast.
Why don't you get out of the car, Brad?
Yeah,
come on.
I'm gonna yell where's your fucking neck so loud.
Now you can rent it or get it on the CD. And who wants to ruin their own house, their own living room?
It's not a movie that you just watch as a movie.
No, I'm gonna sit down and watch.
It's not a good movie. Let's be honest, it's not a good movie.
But Susan Sarandon in her underwear.
And
the whole
Tim Curry is amazing.
He's awesome.
So sad to see him now. I guess he just had a stroke.
I didn't even know.
I didn't know he had a stroke. Yeah, that's a shame. I saw him on a plane once. I didn't get the balls to say anything to him.
But yet Dick Cheney walking around.
I know. Keith Richards.
On his fifth heart.
Oh, wait. Yeah. We want Keith Richards walking around.
Yeah, we want Keith Richards.
Murray, you got one? I do.
I got one. Actually, can you do number 7, please?
It's not number 7 anymore.
Did you put it up to number 1?
Is this what you're talking about? This band?
Number 7.
You still want number 7?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ready? Got volume on it?
Well, hold on. Let me tell you my story. You brought in a...
Switzerland.
And if you would have asked me for the last 20 years up until yesterday, where's this band from? Mm-hmm. Germany. From Germany. 100% conviction. 100% just absolutely 100 bucks. They're from Germany.
And which band
is
this?
This is Autograph from Pasadena, California.
Oh.
This is Turn Up the Radio.
Yeah.
I remember this.
And a Ritz cracker.
This is like, this could be Winger, this could be Dawkins.
You don't know the song, but just
I do
know
the song.
They used to open for Van Halen all the time because they're both from Pasadena.
Yeah, because Van Halen knew they could follow them.
Now, I don't know.
Ugh, you're right about that. Yeah.
Pass me another one of those.
Oh, sure.
Hey, look at this.
All of a sudden, he likes it. Yeah.
Mike knocks him over.
I told you, I've been on the wagon, so this is the first beer I've had.
And you don't have to go anywhere tonight. You're staying right here.
No, but I have to get up and host a kid's pool party tomorrow.
I got to play golf with Pardo and Gilmartin.
And Jay Larson's on that.
Okay.
Comedian Jay Larson.
Huh. And probably Andy Richter. He usually plays. Yeah. This is the Conan Open.
Andy Richter strikes me as very athletic.
Well, it's golf. Come on.
That's true.
Tim Meadows has been out there. I've seen him. And it's Conan does not play, though.
Hmm.
No, he'll fry to a crisp out there.
Oh, my God. It's going to be hot tomorrow.
Oh, God. Wear sunscreen.
Where do you play? Where do you play?
It's we were way up in, well, no, people don't want to hear this, but up by like Magic Mountain, the first, like Robinson Ranch.
Okay.
Is that where
and then
at
now it's, no, tomorrow we're over by Burbank, Glendale.
Okay.
The, Angeles.
Is it 18, you play 18 holes?
Oh, yeah. Do you this is all day. The day's shot.
Do you drink while you play?
You can. I usually don't.
Do you get to hit the ball into the clown nose at the end to get another round?
Absolutely.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, are you playing the bell?
No.
Okay.
I've never been to this place. I've been to those. Okay. This is a private club, I guess.
Ooh, look at me.
Yeah, you goddamn right.
Oh, all right, take
I'm going to go. My next
down, drinky.
Song, my next
Shut
song,
up.
My next song is a former guest, or as I like to say, friend of the show.
Friend sure, of the show, sure.
This is Marshall Crenshaw.
Love him.
With a song called Radio Girl.
That's Vaughan me.
Murray.
Well, I don't know what she looks like. I've never seen her face before. Till 4. She's playing all my favorite records. She tells me all the latest news. I take her into my bed each night. She rocks away my blues.
Yeah, she does.
She's my girl. She's my radio girl. Yes, she's my girl. My radio girl.
Probably some big fatty with a sexy voice, right?
Oh, man.
Wait, was that wrong?
No. It's not.
It's not nice?
Nice, no.
Well, Tom Likas is a big fatty. He's got a very sexy voice.
What album is that?
That's called Good Evening.
Good Evening.
From 1989.
Dedicated to all the fatties.
It's a really good album.
I like that song.
But the record company made him use some outside writers on half the tracks. That he co-wrote.
What? Why? Because he just never had a hit.
It wasn't selling, and it was really his last hurrah on Warner Brothers Records. And they're like, yeah, record a Diane Warren song and play a couple of these songs.
Well, if you're going to record a song, recorded Diane Warren song.
Well, that's true, especially back in 89.
Yeah.
Mike, you're up.
All right. Well, I'm going to bring it down, fellas. I'm bringing it way down.
I don't know anything about this band.
I don't really know how up it's been.
This is Wilco.
Oh, you kidding me? An autograph?
Two.
Crocus?
What?
Two. It's a second song.
Okay.
Somebody owes me a dollar.
No one really bet with you.
Somebody bet.
I don't think so.
No, I think so. This Frank Biernut bet. Am I saying his name right?
That's how he tells me to say it. Biernut.
Okay. Biernut.
Hey, shout out to him. He gave a very nice donation to the Road Stories podcast.
All
Thank
right.
you, Frank.
That's nice of him.
Yeah, he gave a very nice donation to our podcast.
This is about me and Frank right now.
Sounds like I need a donation button.
Yeah. Look at all this fantabulous equipment.
Oh, yeah. You're living large here.
Yeah, look at the...
I could get some imported beer then.
It looks like children were playing with silly string. The wires are all over the place.
Oh, this is such a fire hazard right
chaos.
Now, man.
It's
my kid
terrible.
Is going to be so excited when the fire department
Let
comes.
Let me put my liquid right next to this fire hazard.
But, Mike, you have Wilco.
This is Wilco and a song called Radio Cure.
You got the volume up, Murray?
Yes, I do. I'm there. I've been there.
Okay. I don't know any Wilco songs.
Really?
I know the name Wilco, but I don't know any songs.
This probably isn't the one that's going to win you over.
No, this one is. There's a couple great songs on this album. This is the Yankee Hotel Fox
Trot. I love this album so much.
Electronic surgical words. Picking apples for the kings and queens and things I've never seen.
I saw REM open for Wilco. I just remember that.
I think you have that backwards.
No. Yes. Yes. Sorry. I saw Wilco open for REM. My bad. It's that Miller. It's that 1.5 Miller light.
So that is not the hottest track off the album. But
it's this tour.
But it had radio.
Did you see that?
There was a movie that they made, a documentary about making this.
I Am Trying to Break Your Heart.
I Am Trying to Break Your Heart.
Excellent documentary. That actually, that might be a good lead in for you. Watch
every
that
rock documentary skit.
No. Have you seen the Kings of Leon documentary?
No.
No reason to have a documentary, Kings of Leon.
They haven't been around long
I've
enough.
I've seen that Anvil doc, too. I think that sucks.
That was a little overrated.
Yeah, because Anvil sucks.
Dude, the freaking Quiet Riot one blew.
Oh, no, I like that one.
Yeah. You know what? Well, I didn't like the Alice Cooper one, and I wanted to like
which
that one,
one
so bad. The last
Duper?
One, Super Duper Alice Cooper?
Yeah, that's not... It's okay.
Yeah.
It's just okay.
I really wanted to.
I did like the Quiet Riot one, and I'm hoping Frankie's going to come on the show, but I...
Oh, Frankie, if you're listening, I loved it.
But I do think it could have been about a half hour shorter.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. It was interesting to me.
But I am trying to break your heart. It was probably a good intro for.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got a lot of good music. They kick a guy out of the band who eventually dies later on.
A lot of Chicago in it.
A lot of Chicago in it. Actually, the cover of the album is.
Yeah, the skyline of Chicago. It's the Marina Towers.
I don't know what that means.
It's the famous hotel. It looks like a corncob kind of apartment building.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yankee Hotel Foxtrot got their name from the NATO alphabet.
What are you going to go with next on here, Murray?
The NATO alphabet. Let me see what we got here.
That guy?
I don't know what you're putting. No, we're going to go with...
These people?
Number 9.
This?
Yeah. Let me tell you about Texas Radio and the Big Beat.
Ah!
This is the Wasp off L.A. Woman, The Doors.
The Negroes in the...
No! Hey, come on now.
Wait a second.
Is that where you queued it? This is where you queued it up to. That's where you... Hold it. You told me to queue it up. That's the cue you gave me.
I didn't mean to.
All right. Going to be a worse cue. You cue it up anywhere but there.
I'm actually turning red, I think.
Wow.
A true mistake.
Out here.
And the color girls go, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
The Negroes in the...
Hey, well, again.
That was my bad.
All right.
Forget the night. Live with us in Forest of Azure. Out here in the perimeter, there are no stars.
Listen to this rambling drunk.
I love it.
I hate the Doors.
Must have been so terrible to go see one of those shows back then, not knowing if it was going to last 3 songs or the whole set.
It's Rush and the Doors. They're... two groups, like they're the two bands that are loved the most and
polarizing.
Equally hated. Yeah, and equally hated the most. They're the most polarizing groups, I think.
Well, I mean, with Rush, it's really just dudes.
but people actually, like, dudes hate them.
Yeah, oh yeah, I can see that.
Yeah,
but yeah, the it's been a long time since we had a sloppy fall down drunk in rock and roll. Like when when the Strokes came out,
yeah,
and their lead singer, that Julian Casablancas,
yeah, right.
He was close. Like he was like just sloppy, messy, drunk, and I was like, finally, we can get one back.
There's a
Winehouse.
Well, yeah,
she really fell down.
That was more than boozing.
Mm.
She fell 6 feet down.
Oh, come on!
Hey, here's a
play
song.
The song with the Negroes again.
Here's a song.
Plays Murray's Negro song.
That's awesome.
This is a song from the Fast Times at Ridgemont High soundtrack.
Love it,
by a band called the Ravens. I've played this song before, but it deserves to be played again.
Great soundtrack,
and yeah, great soundtrack. And
3 different movies.
This is called
in one movie,
but one soundtrack.
Yeah,
and this is called Raised on Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I know the scene.
They're washing the car, right?
I'm up, dude. It's up.
It'll peak.
When
the DJ broke to play us something
new. Hearts broke. It's to the max, I know. Skipped, and we knew that this was made for me. I just noticed a lot of the songs we're playing tonight are about the radio.
It's weird.
Murray's in the bathroom.
I'm trying to remember the scene.
I thought it was a car wash. He was washing his car.
Yeah, Judge Reinhold.
Yeah. He was like running down the side with a sponge.
You're right. He's washing the cruising vessel.
Yes. I wonder if this band has like an album that I would love. Or just this song.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're doing Murray's job.
Yeah,
now.
Well,
got to turn it the whole way down.
Oh, sorry.
Didn't turn it the whole way down.
There you go.
Now stop it.
How's that?
It's a great song that Murray missed. What happened? Your headphones all fell apart.
He's a disaster.
I'm sorry. If it's one of yours, Pat, I didn't miss anything.
Peed on the floor. It's from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Raising Radio.
I forgot to pee before we started.
Dude, that was my skull.
It's all about looking at tasty waves and going, hey, bud, let's party.
I need some tasty waves, a cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Remember when that guy was funny?
Oh.
Sean Penn?
No, he takes himself so seriously.
Oh, he's done a lot of great acting, but still, that's in the top.
He's done a lot of bad
top
acting.
Three things he's ever done.
He's done a lot of bad acting, too, if you look at his
McConaughey's got resume. The same deal. He can't top Wooderson.
Yeah, well,
from Dazed and Confused. Holy, you got a joint? You'd be much cooler if you did. Oh, so awesome.
There's another band I don't know, Mike, that Mike's next song is by a band called Air.
Air.
Oh, I almost brought this.
Oh, really? It's a song called Radio Number One. I got it off a compilation from WXRT in Chicago.
Mm. And tell me about Air.
I didn't do my research on them. I should have.
They're mostly instrumental.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll find out.
Look them up? They're kind of like a, they're kind of like up there with like Lemon Jellies and.
Well, when you hear the song, you know exactly what they'll.
I love Lemon Jellies. We go to the movie and I get a box of those and sit down and enjoy the movie.
So this is Air with Radio Number One.
It says they're a French band.
Oh,
there we go. Boo.
They're from Versailles.
Versailles, ooh.
And it's a, they're down-tempo space rock electronica.
Yes. Oh, this is you can tell they have listened to a lot of Bowie growing up.
Give us some volume because we turned it down when you were in the bathroom.
I wasn't in the bathroom. If you need some fun, some good stereo gun, Radio Number One. My wife really likes this band. At once, eject musical trash, Radio Number One. I love the one finger keyboard player.
They have seven albums.
Yeah. They headlined Coachella one year.
I like this, it sounds great.
You can hear the Bowie in there, though.
Yeah. Hold on, my E is just kicking in.
I'm on the Molly.
Ray on the Molly?
I don't know, is that a thing?
Little space oddity in there.
Yeah, definitely. Hear it. I got to give them more of a listen to. Like I said, I think my wife has an instrumental album of theirs. I like that, though. I had zero interest in seeing them at Coachella because I think the Foo Fighters were playing out on the other stage.
Right. I can't imagine unless they do something crazy. A lot of bands that are heavy synth, it doesn't play well on the stage.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but Coachella, everybody's high. And
including you. You were...
Oh, dude, I was... Worst trip on mushrooms ever.
See? I get the whole drug rap here, but he's done everything.
I've done
Murray
it once. I haven't lost, I haven't way, lost you, my house due you, to cocaine,
did you
Mike
get
Siegel.
To a meeting this week? Mike the Snowman.
Mike the Snowman Siegel.
Also, yeah. We also call him Powder.
So wild. He drinks Miller Lite today.
So, Murr, what do you want here? We got...
All right. I'm looking at my...
Got a band I've never heard of. We got someone who's...
You got a band you never heard of.
Who's rocked in peace.
Oh yeah. Let's go with the band you never heard of. Because the DJs are very, very important. And sometimes a DJ will save your life.
And this band is called In Deep.
Another
man called you on the phone, no one's home.
There's the bass.
Baby, why leave him all alone? And if it wasn't for the music,
my kid was jamming to this earlier when we were when I was
Mike snorted cocaine off Farrah Fawcett's tits to this song
at 54
at Studio 54.
Yeah. Yep. DJ
saved my life. What year is it?
Eight, maybe
1994. That's what it says.
Is it 19? No,
no, that's not mine.
That's
off from a compilation.
Yeah. I'm not buying this whole album.
Look at Murray working the World Wide Web.
Yeah. What year did I just say?
Whoa!
Oh, 82. I was off by 4 years.
Last night a DJ saved my life.
After he almost hit me with that car,
yeah,
apparently.
No kidding.
That's a little rump shaker.
I remember that song now.
That's a little rump shaker.
Never heard that, but that's a great song.
I remember that from high school. Totally.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
First time I heard it was at a party when a DJ was playing it. Later, he saved my life.
Oh, come on. You're waiting to say it.
Nobody asked. Come on. I'm tired of setting them up for you guys.
I am about to play a Ramones song.
But it's not rock and roll radio? Do you remember? Rock and Roll Radio?
It's a Ramones song, but it's not sung by the Ramones.
Oh.
So I want you guys to figure out who it is.
Oh, we can guess.
Give me some volume.
I like games.
Can I?
Volume.
All right, can we play this game when it comes around if I give you a different...
Maybe.
Another song? Okay.
Here we go.
Next verse might give it away.
Do you remember it's okay? Alan, Fred, and Hyde, and the Jay. It's the end of the 70s. It's the end of the century. Yeah, yeah. Do you remember Light and Day?
I can't get it.
The first vocal that you heard was the Star Child, and the second verse was the Demon.
Really?
That is Kiss.
Kiss?
Yeah, there was a Ramones cover album that came out.
What was it called?
God, I forget what it's called.
Kiss My Ass. Ramones. These Miller lights are going to my head. I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go put my kid to bed.
Before the album came out, I met Paul Stanley at the House of Blues.
And what did he say?
And I went up to him, and I'm just saying what he really said. I went up to him and I said, hey, Paul, I'm a big fan, whatever. And he's like, I can't wait to hear the cover you did on the Ramones song. He goes, no, tell you something. The song we did, that's the best one on that album. That was an album that had U2 and Eddie Vedder and the Pretenders on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one we did, that's the best.
That's the best one.
That's the best one.
I don't have that. I don't even know anything about that album.
Yeah.
Huh.
I enjoyed
it. Can we play that game when it comes around to me?
Sure.
Okay.
It's Mike's turn now, though.
All right. Well,
I have a game.
I'm going to keep it on the funk tip here.
Yeah. Oh, you went.
This is someone called Jamelia.
No idea. What do you want?
A song called
Jump Drive.
DJ.
I don't have a jump drive.
Are you guys even listening? You guys.
I'm listening, but he's.
What are you doing?
I want a jump drive, so give me a song for my next one.
I don't have a jump drive. I had
it in my pocket.
All right. Anyway, I got a song called DJ.
I just thought you weren't happy to see me.
Hey, goo.
No, he was.
No. Oh.
Oh.
An angry inch. all right, this is Jamelia.
Jamelia with DJ.
Mm.
Oh, it's a rump shaker. You want a rump shaker?
Someone's not on the volume because he's drinking. 10 o'clock, waiting, about to head out to the garden to eat. Got my shell trays and my cap on. Before I hit the door, I gotta grab myself home. About to call my boys and see what's up. Uh-huh. Are you rolling with this chick or what? Meet me at the spot. I'll be the one running back in the drop top. DJ, give me a beat I can rock to. I wanna join chicken drop to. Nice, that's a good tune.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
cool. Going worst song so far.
What?
Well, I like that.
No, all right.
Apparently, you don't like to move your eyes.
I know the worst song so far was that Wilco song.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
You know what? I hate to say it.
That was a rough one.
I'm not saying Wilco's bad. I'm just saying that song.
Yeah, Wilco's one of my favorite bands. I have to give it to
him. Throw him a jump drive because he wants to.
Or can I just plug to play that
one? I don't know what that's going to do to the recording that you're doing. You know what I mean? I'm afraid to do that.
But then you're going
to
see who.
I'm fearful.
You're going to see who the artist is.
Whatever you're doing, I hope it's worth all this effort.
Sit down. It's going to be
a big setup.
Phenomenal. You thought me going to the bathroom was exciting.
Mm-hmm. And we did. Very exciting.
Why don't we play another one while I do this then? Why don't we just play?
Okay.
Let's take it down a notch. As soon as Pat gets off his
He's playing Words with Friends.
Why don't I just go ahead and put this on there then? Jesus. What the hell?
And my wife.
You guys rather be somewhere else?
No, what's my wife texted me a picture of our cat. That's what we do now.
Well, that's important. Sure. Thank God we have this satellites in the air.
Pretty kitty.
Text that to Jimmy Pardo and watch him sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if he'll be able to come to our house for 4th of July this year.
Really?
4th of July. Are you in town?
Yes, I should be.
4th of July?
I'm going to Jimmy's.
You know what? That'll be the first time for any of us.
It's true. Jimmy lived a block away from me for like 10 years.
Yeah. No, 4th of July is on a Saturday, and that's when we're having our big bash.
Oh, really? Are we invited again this year?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you.
It's going
to
be out of control, the number of people I was trying to figure out in my head the other day. I'm like, I hope everyone can't come.
We're going to see Christy, actually, I actually see Christy said, in that pool again with those gams?
Said, yeah.
I hope Mike and Murray can't come. So now,
well, Murr's down. Murr's coming.
And you got to bring...
Frank might be coming, too.
Oh, yeah, Frank's Frank. Coming. Dude, he
no,
loves
he
the...
He keeps lying about his age.
Talk about pissing in the pool.
Ugh, we were in the pool all day today, man.
Do you think he peed in there?
I peed in there. What are you talking about?
How come you can't get the jump drive out of your computer? You are so drunk. Now, is there only one song?
Yeah, there's only one song on there. All right, so don't look.
I'm not.
I brought in Video Killed the Radio Star.
Okay. But not by the Buggles.
Not by the Buggles. No. Not by Trevor Horn. You guys guess who it is.
I'm not looking.
You want me to do it?
No. I'm not looking. I can't see who it is. Okay. You got Volume Force?
Yep. And I don't know where it comes in, so just drop it anywhere.
Ah, damn it. I saw it.
No, you didn't.
Oh, it's
it came
up to me
up,
then.
It came up in the window.
It's up to me then.
Yeah.
But I knew this version. So. Okay. It's a great version.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
I don't know why I didn't bring it originally. This might be obvious.
Yeah.
I heard you on my wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you.
Weird Al.
If I were young and didn't stop you coming through.
That Bolt?
Yes.
Yep.
Mike Siegel for the win.
Wow.
It's great.
Mike Siegel
pulled
for the
that
win.
One right out of my ass there.
What is that bug? Have you ever heard the whole Buggles album?
No.
I wonder if it's any good.
I'm going to say no.
That's my new thing now. Like, it's like...
Listening to bad music? That's been your thing.
No, like, you hear two songs and you go, I love these two songs. And then I go... That's why I did the Steely Dan thing. I'm like, I really love these Steely Dan hits, and I love some deeper cuts, too, like Barrytown. I'm like, why wouldn't I like these whole albums? Now we meet in an abandoned studio. I like that kind of humor. How about this?
Ah, Pat Francis for the win.
Suck it.
In high school, I always did the four-song rule. If I like four songs off their album, I would go buy the album.
Yeah, but how do you listen to four songs if they're not...
Singles.
The radio is all you had.
MTV, my other friend's albums and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is a song
he was
I loved.
Stealing music back then. He would steal it from his friends.
This is a song I loved in 2000 when it came out. And, I liked this band a lot in 2000. I don't know how I would feel if I pulled out their greatest hits now, but I did like this song. This is a band called Everclear.
Oh, I like this. Yeah.
I do not like this song, but this I like
AM
Everclear.
Radio.
Santa Monica's a great song.
Yeah. What album is this?
This is Songs from an American Movie, Volume 1.
Right.
: Learning How to... Why did it stop them? That's a terrible teleprompter.
Did you tell me to stop it?
No. Oh.
No, you would listen to the music on the AM radio.
Hold on. Yeah, it's volume one, Learning How to Smile.
I do remember. I'm old enough to, and you, you are,
yeah,
for sure, old enough to remember. I remember our first FM radio in the car, and that was like a big deal. Because it was nothing but AM. Through the 70s, it was nothing but AM in our cars.
We listened to WFBG, The Rock of Altoona.
Oh, my God. And those drives cross-country. We did the Griswold all the way across country, and then we would go to Florida almost once a year.
Wow.
And if you get out of the cities, it's nothing but country.
Yeah.
And
Western.
And Jesus. And that's it. You know, it's like...
Still out there.
Yeah, I know.
I just did a week in Vegas and
but
I drove out
can,
there.
Yeah, you can plug in something else.
Yeah,
I mean,
Sirius XM, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. But then that was it. That's all we had. So
it is crazy what technology has done to put stuff in our faces and in our ears and in our eyes, but not so much to cure, the drought or cancer.
No.
They just want to, I have nine movies in my pocket.
But it's one of the reasons that I still, of all the country that I love, which, I'm all 70s country.
Sure.
Like, my love of country stopped at about 81.
Mm-hmm. You don't like the Carrie Underwood and the Garth Brooks.
No, Poppy.
Oh, Garth Brooks is great, though.
I never got
into the Brad Paisley and the Keith Urbans.
Who's opening for Stones this week down in Nashville?
I think
Keith Urban?
I think Brad Paisley. I think.
Okay. Now, Chris Gaines, I enjoy.
Hey. Off that Everclear album, there's a song called Thrift Store Chair.
Yeah, is it good?
Great.
Great song.
It's a great song.
Thrift Store Chair.
And the speaking of country, the chorus is going to throw a John Prine record on.
Oh, okay. And,
yeah, it's a
John
great
Prine.
Song.
Nice. Chicago boy.
Oh, is he a Chicago boy? Yeah. I didn't know that.
He was a mailman.
Really?
Chicago for many years.
And then he said, then he just went ballistic.
Yeah, finally so, somebody recorded a couple of his songs and maybe he could quit his day job.
Yeah, yeah. Who? What's her face recorded? Angel from Montgomery.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt, yeah.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Great song.
When I see the mailman, I don't think that doesn't seem like a bad job to me.
Right?
Not me
out,
too.
Hey, out in L.A., it's not. I mean, but, you know, walking through the blizzard in Chicago.
Yeah,
you
had the rain and the sleet. But, I mean, yeah, in L.A.
Here? I mean, they're in shorts walking around.
Shorts? Yeah. They
were Mine didn't even show up last night. I came to the... Half the time, they don't even wear their uniforms.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
There's a guy in a tracksuit handing me my mail. Yeah. It's like, hey, at least look the part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you have a uniform you wear?
Yes.
You ever... Shorts and the high socks?
Have you noticed all the hills I have right here around my house? We have a different mailman every week because nobody wants to walk those hills.
Because well, why don't they give them a truck for around here?
Because what do you get? 2 feet, get out, walk to the thing, walk back to the car, drive 2 feet, get out,
See,
walk
I like
to
that,
the
but
thing.
I like hiking.
True, I would love that. I would be in such great
shape. Throw on the headphones
yeah.
and then.
Yeah, just deliver mail.
Be amazing.
Yeah.
Mace some dogs just for the fun of it.
And.
We can do that after this.
And you get a pension.
Yeah.
It's a federal job.
It's great.
Maybe you hook up with some single ladies along the route.
Uh-huh. I always ring twice.
Not I'm after 40.
Mike, you have a great 80s song here.
And this
I like how Pat is telling us what to play tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm just moving the show along.
I'm sure that somebody must have brought this in.
It's like
this,
I'm not in my space, so it's hard to act as the host
okay.
when I'm not in my space.
Okay.
You guys are running wild. The show's 3 hours long so far.
I can't be
we're
the only one.
Barely even over an hour.
I can't be the only one.
No,
who
we're longer.
This in.
We're over
Hold
an
on.
Hour.
I
definitely.
Stopped recording an hour ago.
I bet we're at an hour and 30.
110, buddy.
You said we were barely over an hour.
That's 10 minutes.
All right. I don't have this song.
You guys didn't bring this one.
Nope.
I'm amazed. Okay, well, this is it. Wall of Voodoo, no. Mexican radio.
Come on, Murray.
I'm out of my element.
Is that a good singing voice?
For this song.
Is this guy still alive?
I believe he died.
Oh, really?
The original? Oh,
yeah. I could be wrong. I can't believe you didn't bring in the iguana line.
Oh, keep it going.
Eating barb.
He's still alive, 61 years old.
Talk about the U.S. inflation. Oh, such a great song, man. I kind of forgot how good that song was.
Yep, Wall of Voodoo.
Definitely
Wall
still
of Voodoo.
Alive.
So Only why 60- did they kick him out and Andy Preboy take over?
I don't know. Pardo likes Preboy and he likes Ridgeway.
Preboy's great, man.
But does Preboy sing this song like this?
No, he has a normal voice.
He's a normal voice. I think Stan Ridgeway might be on tour.
Eating barbecued iguana.
I tell you right now, he's got a show. His next show is July 31st at the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia.
I hope you guys enjoyed it because this drops September 9th.
Yeah.
Not quite sure when this is dropping. Soon, though. Sooner rather than later.
That was one of the obvious ones I didn't bring in, but I'm glad you did because...
It's a great song. You know, one-hit wonder.
Yeah. I've been listening to a lot of the 80s on 8. On Sirius XM, mm-hmm. and they play the same 10 songs.
They do.
It
that's
bumps
the problem
me
I have with Sirius.
Go to First Wave, Channel 33.
That's my favorite one.
If you like the 80s, right, kind of new
deep.
Wave. Yeah, they dig deep.
Yeah, and also Adult Alternative is the other one. But again,
oh, what number is that? Give me that.
I want to say 32, maybe, okay. on DirecTV. Anyway.
On DirecTV.
Oh, I was on Sirius Radio. I was
well,
on Sirius Radio.
Right,
it's all the same thing.
Is it all the same thing?
Yeah, it's all the same thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree.
I can't take my TV in my car, though, can I?
Yeah, if you're in a
yeah,
if
I have direct
if you're in an Escalade,
if you're not a pussy,
no, okay, I'm going to try. Tell the kid, I'll just put the kids in the trunk. Put the TV in the trunk, I guess. Murray, you got one here,
guys. I'm finishing the Miller Lights.
I only had one, and you guys,
do you want
six?
You want the second one?
No, because I'm driving.
No, well, you wait, but we have a Pat Francis one beer limit.
That's true.
When I'm driving, I can't.
Or on the air.
It's like one
Unless
beer.
Unless you want a 3 hour show, folks.
Yeah, one beer equals 1 hour of recording.
Oh my God.
Tell you something.
No, keep playing, man.
Hey, man. Want this one?
No. You keep pushing that one. That's the one I thought you brought in.
I did bring it in.
Okay. Let's do that.
This one?
This is, this is off his second album.
Yeah. This is off his second album, I'm the Man.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this was another guy. I said, hey, Joe Jackson, I like these songs. I wonder if I like a whole album. I
almost brought this in myself.
And Look Sharp is a great album.
Yeah,
The Man's a great album.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Beat Crazy.
Yeah.
Then he does the Jump and Jive album.
Jump and Jive. Yeah, he went all big band.
Don't like that one.
He was big band before like the Swingers thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He preceded it when it wasn't cool. Yeah. And then, yeah, he was a little ahead of the curve on that one.
Yeah, I got in. I have all his albums, and I'd say there's only like two or three I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other ones are great.
I saw him in Just a Piano at the Wilshire Theater.
That was so fantastic.
It was awesome. And then Todd Rundgren was the second act
and
played Bang the Drum. Is that the song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the ukulele.
How was that?
Ukulele. It was terrible.
Pardo was at that show. He didn't like Rundgren at all.
Rundgren was awful. And he had a bad stage presence. And I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. But
I hope Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson was great.
I want to go.
Yeah, just him and an acoustic piano.
Just saw Rundgren recently at the Grove at the Barnes and Noble doing a book signing.
I didn't know he had his book out.
I just happened to be walking by. No, he was signing his new CD. His new CD.
It's not good.
And
it's not very good.
A lot of receding hair in that line.
But keep it long, though. Keep it long.
He's keeping it together.
He's good.
The crowd.
Mm. Oh!
I'm talking about the people in line.
Ooh, well, how old were those U2 people?
Well,
it was a sea of gray hair.
Yeah. And Pierce Brosnan, we saw.
Yes, we did. We saw Toni Collette drunk.
I hung out with LL Cool J for the third time.
Did he remember you
at a U2 concert?
Did he remember you?
I acted like he did.
He likes you too.
Yeah, third time I've seen him at a U2 concert.
The ladies love Cool J.
Why wouldn't he like you too, Mike?
I don't know. He's according to Murray's song, he's a Negro.
that was Joe Jackson. I was nudging you to cue it up.
Joe Jackson.
Volume Murray.
Oh, that's us. This is On Your Radio.
The Negroes in the
fork. Tell me it's about timing, Pat.
I like it.
Right.
Stuff I like, man.
Yeah, me too.
This is the stuff I like.
Early Elvis Costello and this. I understand they have to spread their wings, but man, I really love this sound.
First time I heard Joe Jackson, Dominic Fornari gave me a ride home, and he was playing Look Sharp, and I'm like, who is this?
Yeah. That was a guy who was really hurt by MTV and videos.
Dominic Fornari?
Yeah.
No.
Joe was not an attractive man.
No.
And did not like being on camera.
Nope.
And yeah.
I guess like him and Elvis Costello, when they spread their wings, they spread it so far sometimes that it's it's not something I can
not
get
a fan
into.
Of Elvis Costello and the Bronski Quartet?
No.
No? I tell you what I do have. I have a what is it? Painted by Numbers, Elvis Costello and Burt Bacharach?
Oh, right. Yeah.
That was the sex CD when the Mer was single.
Oh, really?
Bring the ladies over, throw on a little Burt Bacharach, Elvis Costello.
That was the panty dropper?
That was the panty dropper. I had a patio. I'd ask them if they wanted to dance.
Oh, patio.
Yeah. And while they're limbering up, I'd drop something in their drink.
Would this work? How many times does this work? We did it
zero.
Once?
Zero. No, that was, didn't you have a go-to?
You're still
single. Why am I? Yeah, go to album that you play.
I got a playlist.
Yeah, the phone song by
not
Cisco.
An album. I got a playlist. You throw the playlist on.
A new one every time?
Well, yes. No. No.
I just put on the thong song by Cisco.
Oh, I missed that. Sorry.
That doesn't work. Thong.
This is a band. You're going to know the vocalist, but you won't know this band. This is called The Poppin' Wheelies is the band, and the song is called Radio Summer, and see if you can guess who this vocalist is.
We'll find our place. We're gonna dance in space. Radio Summer. When the stars arise and the
planets. Is this the guy from the Gin Blossoms?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I was almost there. I'm 2 for 2. I'm winning the prize on this. I can't believe I pulled Ben Folds.
No.
Hey, jealousy.
That's Robin Wilson.
I saw It All Comes Around. I saw Gin Blossoms open for REM.
Holy crap.
At, good band.
He was so pissed. I don't know what happened. He just comes out and goes, "We're going to play our four hits and we're going to get our $5,000. We're going to go home."
Nice.
Like, oh, was this the guy that was kicked out of the band? Or
no, he's still with
him.
There was a guy that like wrote all the music and then they kicked it. He wrote all the hits and he was...
He wrote a majority of them.
Like the Sid Barrett of the... And then they kicked him out.
I think a lot of weight.
Because he was like a stinking... talk about fall down drunk.
And then he killed himself.
Yeah, that was the guy.
And then they took off.
A lot of weight is put on that guy because all four of their studio albums, in my opinion, are all solid and all good.
Yeah.
You know, whether they, you know, stopped selling records or whatever, you know. But that's always... That must suck for those guys. Everyone says, "You know that guy?
Well, dead guy wrote all your music."
Yeah,
but it
sucks for them as they're fucking lighting cigars off $100 bills.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it's a shame.
Are they in 2015?
Well, if they invested properly.
But yeah, Robin,
I don't know if anybody knows
Robin Wilson. When there was a break in the Gin Blossoms recording and touring schedule, he had two bands. One was called the Poppin' Wheelies. One was called the Gas Giants, and they both sound just like the Gin Blossoms. So if you like the Gin Blossoms, go get the
Gas Rums. Giants, named after a Tears for Fears song.
What? And It All Comes Around. I saw Tears for Fears open. No.
I was, when you said Poppin' Wheelies, I was thinking the Screamin' Cheetah Wheelies, and I'm like, this I remember doesn't them. Sound like them.
Yeah.
Like, you only have one more song.
I only got one more. I was keeping it light because it was three of us.
Mike has one more. Murray has three more.
Oh, and they're all good.
I have one, two, three. 4, 5, 6.
Oh, Jesus.
Eight.
Are you sure I have three?
Yeah, you have three.
One, two. Oh, I do. Okay.
You know what? Turn up the volume just for a second because we'll do it just because we mentioned it.
Oh, nice.
Great opening.
Yeah. If you don't open every concert like this, Rush, you suck.
They do open with this a lot.
Yeah.
And when he plays this, to watch him play it, it's amazing.
You're pretty on the drum, Siegel.
I spent high school. Oh, this, you got to ride the hi-hat or the suspended.
I don't want to turn it off. I'm not turning it off.
I should have had this be our closeout song.
Oh, I should have. So good. So good. And I love, speaking of great rock documentaries, Beyond the Lighted Stage
was my favorite. And then my DirecTV box blew up and I lost it because it was like
recorded.
One of those. I would come home late at night and I'm watching it again.
There's that great line where they're talking to Neil Peart and he says, the interview's like, "Don't you ever get tired of playing Tom Sawyer?" And he's like, "No, that's a really hard song to play. And when I can play it right, I feel good about myself."
I can play it right.
Yeah.
He doesn't meet fans though. He's
a little socially aloof.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's fine.
Especially now that you know that you don't go fucking Neil's a dick.
Yeah,
I'm sure if you saw him in the hotel lobby, he would sign your stuff and be nice.
By the way, I shook Larry Mullen Jr.'s hand at the U2 concert.
Yep.
Was not happy about it at all.
Oh,
he was not. And if you U2,
is he a germaphobe?
He's so cut. He's rarely in the videos that they used to make. You know, he's just not a. He's the Neil Peart of...
Then stop hugging your son low on the album cover.
Yeah, it's a little... He went a little far on that.
Yeah, he wants to be on the, he's but, on the album
but
cover.
But you think my wife's rolling her eyes right now. You just should have seen him when he was like, "I'm not getting out of this." Shake and then walk.
You know, they signed autographs every day before the show. Like
they
when
did?
They came in for sound check. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
They did. It was on Instagram like every day.
How come you didn't do that?
I didn't know until after the fact.
Oh, really?
But if they come back...
Yeah. Captain Autograph here.
I know.
I just feel like some bands, I just feel like you can't get their autograph.
Right. No, these guys, I mean, like they recorded or they shot the video for, what was the free download during the Super Bowl? They played it at the show.
Invisible,
right over here at Barker Hangar. Wow. And a bunch of people like stormed to show up and they're like, we can't let you in. And then Bono's like, "Let's get them in." And brought everybody in.
There you go.
And they played like five songs too or something like that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And then he muscled his music on my iTunes, man.
He's such a prick.
Yeah, man. The other day I went to my refrigerator. There's a pastrami sandwich put in there.
I didn't ask for it.
I think you too put it in there. This is Mike Siegel.
All right. This is my last song. Right. And this is, are you ready to put on your roller skates, gentlemen?
I have them already.
This is a couple skate.
Oh.
This is all skate. We might even do a reverse halfway through.
This isn't all skate.
This is a couple. We can do an all skate on this one.
You know what I like to do when I couple skate? I like to shoot the goose.
You know why? Because you can fit everyone in there because it's a 7.5 minute single.
Oh.
That hit the, and this is one of those they put at the end of the night. And this is Donna Summer.
Yes.
Rockin' Peace.
1980 on the radio.
You couldn't find the words to say it yourself.
She has an amazing voice.
She did. Rockin' Peace. Now in my
heart, I know. Disco in peace.
Disco in
peace.
Oh, couple skate. Reverse. Ladies' choice.
How come we don't have a new roller rink movie?
Last call, people. Last call.
Stop trying to feel up your girl by the Tempest machine.
Something they would say if you were at a roller rink.
Good one, good one.
Thank you.
Can I draw on Pat's as that?
Wow.
Sure.
Stop.
I was hoping so. Now, I've asked this question so many times on this show. She went nuts, right?
No, she...
Who went nuts?
Well, you want to consider it nuts. She became pretty Christian. Well, I think she was born again.
Pat has been...
If you want to say that's nuts, your dad's the preacher.
Pat has been yelled at for talking, for naysaying Christianity. I'm not...
I get an email every day.
No, somebody, so some disco did. Queen went...
I don't know if she went like that, but she refused to... do her old stuff because she
I don't consider that nuts.
Like
I don't
distance herself. Love to love you, baby. Stuff like that.
Yeah, whole lifestyle, she just wanted to distance herself.
So did Apollonia.
Yeah. No, that was Vanity.
Oh, Vanity?
Vanity became like a preacher, I think.
Maybe distance she, herself maybe from her shitty crazy. Music.
Apollonia can distance herself from those giant cans.
What does that even mean?
Take a jump in Lake Minnetonka. Cleanse yourself and make Lake Minnetonka.
That might be the first... joke I saw coming, like watching
that ain't Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah, that ain't after she jumps in. I'm like, that ain't Lake Minnetonka.
Could you turn it up for a second? It's the wrong one.
That's the wrong dial.
Nope.
Too late.
Nope. I'm not gonna do it.
Too late.
I'm not gonna do it.
All right.
Probably just leave the volume up right now. There you go. Attaboy.
I'm getting it at the end.
You've got three here, Mer.
Did you bring them up top?
I didn't. They're right here down below.
Did you bring them up top, my brother? Well, all right. Let's go with number 10.
That's a rock and piece.
Yeah, that's a rock and piece. I have zero regrets in life. Actually, one regret, and I never saw this guy live.
I saw him at the gym many times.
Really?
I didn't see. I don't know who you're talking about.
Beverly Hills Health and Fitness on Beverly Boulevard when I lived in the Fairfax District.
Butts on Beverly?
Yeah.
They used to call it Butts on Beverly because they had the elliptical... Yes. In the glass window, so you could look at all the ladies.
I would see this guy.
What? Which place was this?
Butts on Beverly. What's it called?
Beverly Hills Health and Fitness.
Okay.
This is, I would see him there, and I would see Andy Dick there. I would only like seeing one of those people.
Speaking of butts.
Okay, play it, because I don't know who you're talking
about. Everybody's
restless. Mohammed's radio.
The least healthy person ever at the health club.
No.
Was he smoking on the treadmill?
No, he was like, didn't have a good body, but his guns were huge.
It was already, he was already cleaned up by then, I think. Obviously.
He either died of bonamasso or mesothelioma. I get those two confused.
Well, since I'm in Murray's, maybe I can get my biography of his back.
I never gave that back to you?
You son of a bitch.
I thought I gave that to
loan
Pat.
Loan it to him?
No, you
really?
Didn't.
Million years ago. I loaned you the Dogtown and Z-Boys, and you haven't have you even watched
it. You haven't even watched it? I was going to bring that to you, and you have it?
I gave him the DVD.
No, he lent it to me. I'm going to take it on the plane to London, because it's a DVD I can play
when
on
did you
computer.
Give it to him?
A month ago? Over a month ago.
Dude, you're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Love on this. This is Jay.
Oh, we'll love on it. Right. On the radio.
Do you have a playout?
Yeah, I'll play. I do have a playout.
Okay, so I can play out one of mine too.
This one's a band we all like. The song I'll play out with is a band we all like.
Why is that still going?
I don't, because I didn't stop. There we go. Okay, this is an artist called Jesse Malin.
I love Jesse Malin. Degenerate?
Yes.
Yeah, we could get him on the show.
Solo album, Glitter in the Gutter. He's a New York guy though.
But he comes out here a lot.
Does he? I never see any tour dates out here.
I just saw him at the Hollywood Tower like a year and a half ago, play a couple songs. He's got a great U2 Ramones story.
Does he?
Oh, it's awesome.
U2 and the Ramones story. Does he tell it in concert?
He told it at the show I saw.
Okay, well, I'll check his tour dates, and if he's coming here, we'll get him on the show. But this is a song that I love. I played this before. I might have played this twice before, but it's worth playing again. This is called Broken Radio.
What's up?
It's a little help on
your
this one.
Your baby loves you more than you know. Raised on revelry and rock and roll. Moving to the motor city so she lets go on the radio.
Okay, he's going to get some help here. Wait for it.
That voice. Yeah, he's a big fan of his.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Some say that she missed the boat, but she just burned the bridge. The angels love you more than you know. Raised on robbery and rock and roll.
So who is this again?
Jesse Malin.
Jesse Malin. Was it a... like a New York punk band called Degeneration.
Yeah.
And I respect artists who grow. Mm-hmm. I mean, as much as we all know Sting's a tool, I'm not breaking any new ground there, but at least he moved on and grew, you know? Yeah. If you throw in The Cure, and I love The Cure, you're just getting a fat, bloated Cure that you got from 1982. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I respect artists who move on.
Like Joe Jackson.
All the time.
Like Joe Jackson.
I mean, but I respect that they move on. I don't necessarily dig their music. I don't care. I don't want to see Sting play a fucking lute. I don't give a shit about that.
Maybe you saw him in his castle. The acoustics in there are fabulous for a lute.
In the lute room?
In the lute room. You know he has one.
Oh,
you know,
of course he does.
It's all lutes.
Whatever Sting is doing, he looks fantastic.
You know what? I tell you what. If that lute's a workout, it is working out.
So did Bruce know him from like way back in the day?
No, they just called him up. They go, this would be great if Bruce would come in and sing a couple lines of this. And he's like, how do we do? And they just called him. Yeah, I'll come down. Just like that.
Maybe you should call him for the podcast, Pat.
Bruce?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
What's his phone number?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Got to tell you something. I don't know phone numbers no more. Everything's programmed.
Oh, okay.
I just hit Nils, and then it calls Lofgren, and he comes in. And Patty, I push C. See you next Tuesday.
Hey, I just pushed Nils, and it calls up little Steven.
I get those two guys messed up. One guy wears a bandana and looks like a pirate.
That's both of them.
One guy flips.
Okay. That's one of them.
I used to like when the black guy was in the band, because that's the one guy I knew.
The black guy in the band?
I did. I knew him.
The Negroes.
Oh, there it is.
Boy.
We finally got it to work.
Finally. Took a while. Took a minute.
Yeah, it only took us times to get it. Okay, you have two. You have you have a couple of people that don't like a machine, and you have a couple of people that aren't the original members. They're the replacements.
Sorry, I'm still enjoying that.
Yeah. Are they raging? Are they raging against the machine?
Yeah, they hate the machine.
I think I played the replace. That's actually the first song I played, I think, as a co-host of this show. So let's go with Gorilla Radio.
Here we go.
Rage Against the Machine. Turn it up. That bass. Tim Comerford. This is what I've always said about Rage Against the Machine. All their songs sound like the same song, but that song fucking rocks.
Does he sing also, or is it always like the rapping kind? It's kind of rapping.
It's kind of the rap. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know.
But he left and still has not come back, right?
I mean, not that I know. Not since.
What's his name? Zach
De La Rocha.
He never did a solo album.
I don't think so. There was talk of it, but I don't think. Are you all right, Mick?
Me down?
I might have turned down the wrong. You were talking a lot.
You haven't been on the whole time.
I know.
What kind of file are you going to be giving me when I leave tonight? Is that an MP3?
I really
is it an AIFF?
Manila.
Seriously.
AIFF? AIFF or a WAV.
A wave?
Mm-hmm.
What about FLAC?
A FLAC?
I don't want that.
What's a FLAC?
FLAC file.
I don't know what a FLAC file is.
FLAC file.
I'm going to give you a PETA.
Before we
that play, was pedophile.
I will give you. I'm going to name a couple bands, and you guys pick who the playout song should be. Should it be a big rocking piece, the Ramones? Should it be a minor rocking piece, Queen? Should it be?
I'm going Queen because that's my favorite Queen song.
I love that song. We could also go Journey. We could go really pussy and do Matchbox 20.
No, let's not do that.
Or it could be Elvis Costello and the Attractions.
Well, I figured the boy.
What happened to you? Did you do something?
No, I haven't touched anything. I'm not even coming through my mic.
Did his mic pop out?
What did your mic pop out of your
pants?
Hey, Lou,
talk now.
1, 2, 3.
That's weird.
Yeah, that was weird. I didn't touch anything.
Well, at least it happened towards the end of the show.
Oh my god! I thought for a while I couldn't hear myself.
No, this just happened.
We have more hands on this board than
look at it. That's Pat. This is you.
1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2.
There now you're in there.
Yeah. What did you?
That was
did
weird.
You hit something?
So I think there was a tremor.
You,
Ramones, Queen, Journey, Matchbox 20, or Elvis Costello.
I vote Queen.
Let's do Queen.
It's my favorite Queen song.
I'm going to break the time.
Oh no! Is this Radio Gaga?
Mm-hmm.
Let's not do.
What did you think it was going to be?
I hate this song.
Oh, I love
oh
it.
My god!
I love it so much.
All we hear is Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga, Radio blah blah. What the?
Play the opening verse and listen to these lyrics. Play the opening verse and listen to these lyrics.
Radio Gaga, Goo Goo, Gaga, blah blah.
Well, this is going to be our playout song, though, right? Or do you want to talk about it a little bit?
Let's talk about it a little bit. It's my favorite song.
Written by Roger Taylor, the drummer. So good.
I think Roger Taylor guessed it on the early CD we used, heard earlier.
Oh, in college.
So, Roger, you wrote this song? Why did you write in a drum machine? You're the drummer.
In college, when
we wanted a break. We wanted to take a break.
Listen to this opening line. Come on. When it comes around.
It's coming. Great video, too.
And watch your light, my only friend, through teenage nights. Is there everything I had to know? I heard it on my radio.
Come on, man. My only friend through teenage nights.
And everything, I have no problem with that verse.
Everything I had to know, I learned it on my radio.
Something just about the goo goo gaga blah blah.
The song was originally called Radio Kaka. It's true.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep, they changed that. Thank God.
Yeah. Taking a dump while listening to the radio, right?
Ka-ka, blah, blah.
When I would play this song in college, I would get so much heat. Because they're like, you can't like that. I'm like, I don't like it. I love it.
Yeah, especially where coming from Queen, such a departure.
Yeah.
You know, when you look at like Tie Your Mother Down and all that.
I love all the early...
Like that song I love.
All the early Queen albums would say no synthesizers used.
Mm-hmm.
And then... The Game is when they started using synthesizers. I love it. I love all of it.
I just think that's
is another one Bites the Dust on the same one?
That's on The Game, yeah.
Okay. I think I absolutely 100% love that song.
I love it too.
It's my favorite Queen song.
I agree with you. So we'll play out with the Ramones or Journey.
How about the Replacements?
Well, that wasn't a choice I gave.
I was throwing it in there.
You said you've already played that song.
I don't think I played that song, actually.
I think you did. Where can we find you, Murray?
At Murray V on Twitter.
You got a podcast?
I got a podcast called Road Stories, recorded in this very studio.
Nice.
You can get it at roadstories.tv. You can get it at iTunes. You can subscribe for free. Get a brand new episode every Sunday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I love that. Mike, tell us about Travel Tales.
And I'm headlining Irvine Improv.
Oh, there you go.
Irvine Improv in August.
August 15th. I'll try to get this up around September.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know when this is coming up.
It'll be soon.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can go get me at Travel Tales Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
.com, Travel Tales Podcast on, changing there, on Twitter, and Funny Mike on Twitter, and funnymike.com. And you can see me on July 22nd, Last Comic Standing on NBC.
That's right. That's right.
Is that when you're going to be on for sure?
I don't know. It starts that's when it airing. Starts? I don't know if I'm going to be in the first episode. I have no idea the schedule.
All right. Look for Mike.
Best bet, maybe the second one.
Look for Mike. Look for Graham Elwood.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is it true Funny Mike and Kyle Dotson Funny are going on tour?
Mm-hmm. Together?
Yeah.
I don't know that. I think that's true.
It's the funny.com tour.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's the at funny tour.
At funny? Exactly.
It's the wish I could change my handle tour.
Yeah.
I am at Pat_Francis and the show is at Rock Solid Show. Because the podcast wouldn't fit. It's too many characters. Because I was wondering, why is this podcast? And then Kyle goes, it was too long. I'm like, okay.
It wouldn't fit?
No.
Okay, you're right. On Twitter, I'm Travel Tales Pod on Twitter.
Oh, I should have went Rock Solid Pod maybe instead of Rock Solid Show. Well, live and learn.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure Kyle didn't say?
Either way, 50 listeners.
Are you sure Kyle didn't say?
And by the way, their artwork is great for this week. We haven't seen it. We don't know what it is.
Oh, I don't even know who's... Thank you, Jason Washington,
for doing it.
I'm trying to think who's doing it this week. God, I don't know. It's not in front of me. It's in my other computer, but the artwork's always good.
And the guy doing the recaps, killing it.
Andrew Rich, go to rocksolidpodcast.com.
I'm tired of plugging that guy.
Really?
If he's not getting tail from this already, then forget
it. He's a 22-year-old kid. He must be getting tail.
Not if he's taking notes on podcasts.
Not if he's listening to us.
That guy's a lovely gentleman. He's efficient. He's fast.
He's great. He has his own little shtick in there.
He does. I don't tell him anything to do or not do because I like what he's doing.
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
And if you needed me to nitpick and tell you what to do every week, then you would say, fuck this, I'm not doing it. So I like what he's doing.
That's why I don't do it as much as I used to.
What did you used to do?
I used to do the show a lot, and then you started nitpicking me. I said, fuck it, get me. When I was first called, it was, hey, you're going to be every fourth episode. Now I'm every 39th.
That's why we're doing it tonight. And I'm double dipping with
you. Are you up for 39 now? Is this the 39th?
How many episodes total do you think you've done?
Honestly, I don't know. If I had
my other computer, I could tell you exactly how many.
I don't know how many.
Yeah, I could see all the playlists. I've kept all the playlists.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I have a Word document that tells me every episode. But no, I try to have you guys on. It's just
we've been getting amazing guests. I'm just giving a shit.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Yeah, no, we've been. I had guests like come in, and I'm like, I want to get those up immediately.
Sure.
So, I'm
giving you shit. I fault you not. I'm just glad to be here.
Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's was just on. I mean, it'll be before this. I don't know if this one will ever even air. But
save the file. Save it quickly.
Yeah, I'm always trying to get guests, and then all of a sudden it'll just be like it'll be no one, and then it'll be like a landslide.
Right, I'm just saying the people have been talking. They want more Murr. I'm just saying. I've been seeing the bumper stickers.
They want Murr as a guest. I think I'd like you as a producer. Maybe we'll move you into, and that we won't be playing any songs anymore.
Can I talk?
He's had to handle one knob.
I know,
this entire time, and he's fucked up every time.
Yeah, that's because his hand's been on
volume.
His own knob the whole time.
I'm sorry, Mike. What'd you say?
There it goes. Fired.
Do you want to play out with this stupid Journey song? Raised
play
on radio?
Play whatever you want. Play whatever you want. It's your show.
Ramone. We all like the Ramones, though.
Yeah, we all like the Ramones.
All right. Don't forget, on iTunes, you can still buy episode 200A. It's our one that we're charging for. You had 208 for free. Fucking buy one.
$200.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's $1.99.
No, it's 208.
Oh, listen. Okay. Sorry.
$208.
That's what's tax.
And the Live from the Rock Solid Studio CD is still available with all the music performances. And between each song, you'll hear some comedic banner that didn't air on the show. And that's just a minimum donation of $20. I'll send that to you. All right, here we go. You ready on your knob?
Thanks, knob, guys. Knob's up.
Get on your knob.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Pat, for
having us.
Thanks,
guys. Thanks, radio, Pat. Radio.
Five to nine.
We want the world and we want it now. Everyone sing.